Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is Mark from St. Louis.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to tell you and your audience about what happened to my family. I don't necessarily know if it was a guardian angel watching over me, but it was. I'm a truck driver, and I was driving teams regional, and I had been dropped. I had been let off from my team driver at my house, and I had to walk about a block to my house from the highway. And I was coming up to my house. I live about 40 miles south of St. Louis, kind of in the country, and there's a creek in the back of my house, and I heard something in the creek, and I thought it was a deer. I didn't think too much of it. I went inside and put my stuff away, and I have a seven-year-old daughter. I went down to check on her, and she wasn't in her bed, but when I'm gone over the road, she usually sleeps with my wife, and
right.
I go in and I check on my wife, and she wasn't expecting me home that night, and I'm talking to her, and I ask her where my daughter is, Sally, and she said she's in her bed, and I said, no, she's not. And we get up and we start searching, and things turn real bad really quick.
It's panic time, isn't it?
It truly is. It's unbelievable how fast a situation can. It was just
one of the worst feelings a parent can go through.
We started going. I remember the noise in the back of in the creek, and we start yelling. We go outside and we start yelling, and the people that live directly across from us. They have an old dog, an old hound dog named Diggity. And and we're just yelling at the top of our lungs where, you could tell the panic in our voices and my wife.
Oh, yeah, and she's probably sobbing by this time, huh?
Right, and then Willard, my neighbor, he comes out, and Diggity comes over, and we're looking all around, and I'm telling her to call 911, and I look down, and I get eye level with this dog, with this hound dog, this old hound dog. My neighbor is a World War II veteran, and this dog's old as he is. And I'm crying, and I look at the dog right now, and I ask, I said, where's Sally, boy, where's Sally? I said, please find her. And he started whimpering. He started looking around, and all of a sudden, it looked like he was shot straight out of the cannon, straight back to the back of the creek. I started following him, and the funny thing was I'm not in good shape. I'm a truck driver, and I've been, truck driving for a while. I'm local now. I haven't gone over the road since that night.
Right, and you don't have time to work out and stuff like that, right?
Right. And but I tell you what, it feels like somebody was carrying me through them woods. I heard every snap. I could hear my heart beating.
Yeah.
I could hear the dog's footsteps. I could hear. It was amazing, and I didn't have to have any breath. It felt like somebody was carrying me. I mean, I was going fast as the dog was, it seemed like.
If your adrenaline kicked in.
I don't know if it was that or if something was watching after me, but I tell you what, I couldn't see what was going on, but I started hearing this old hound dog, Diggity, and then he sounded like he was a bear thrashing through the woods, and I came up along that old boy that had my daughter. And
wait a minute. Well, Mike, you're telling me the dog led you to a guy, and there was a guy there with your daughter?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh, my
sir.
God.
And that's a bona fide fact. That was in the Jefferson County Suburban Journal. That's a county right outside of St. Louis.
Was the daughter okay?
She was. She was real banged up because when the dog got a hold of him, he tore the back of his leg apart. And
how did the dog know to jump the guy?
I tell you what, when I looked in that dog's eyes, I think he knew. I really think that he knew what, the panic, I think he felt what was going on, and he knew because, I mean, he was old and everything like that, and this old boy had a knife. The dog didn't survive. The dog got slashed up really good.
Oh, my God.
In the police report, says that he fell up on it. He fell on his own knife when he got it. But that was the.
We don't know if that happened, but so what, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that got our somebody or something, you know, help me through the woods that night to find my daughter, because I don't think I would ever. They come to find out that that old boy was involved in some. It's Jefferson County's a real bad drug.
There's a lot of methamphetamine and stuff going on there.
That's exactly what that was. And across the woods on the other side, there was a housing development that old boy lived in and stuff. But when I was running through the woods, I had every perception to me. I could see in the dark. I could hear the slightest noise. I could feel my heart beating. You know, I could hear my heart beating, and that he didn't make it. But
that dog saved your daughter's life.
He did. I'll never forgive him for. And I still to this day, I talk to my neighbor. He's still, like I said, he's a World War II veteran, and it makes me appreciate every day, you know. I talk to him about it a lot, and we will never forget that, and that's a true story.
Wow, that's one of the most emotional stories I've ever heard.
Well, I thank the Lord I got it, because you hear a lot of times, I've never been out over the road. I never leave them. I work at nights now. I work local in St. Louis, but
yeah,
I never leave them more than when I have to, because my wife, she stays at home and raises the kids, and it's amazing how it's changed our life for the better.
Tell me. Thanks, Mark. That is dramatic.